I think the future, however, is going to be with drugs you can use in full dose. And pemetrexed, in my opinion, could fit the bill. It's a very good drug, Alimta, pemetrexed.
Sure.
Used with platinums, carboplatin, for instance, in my view, looks like from early data can be given in full dose with radiation. If that's true, that could step it up a level because we've got better induction used in full dose with the radiation. And sorry to prolong this, but
No, it's interesting.
This whole area is an important area.
No, what you're saying makes sense. What about biologics in the future during the radiation?
Well, again, I think Avastin has got to be used in this setting, too. Again, this is an experimental approach right now. We're involved in it in our own studies. And Avastin has to be used with the chemotherapy.
What about with the radiation?
I agree. I think it should be used with it.
What's the study you're doing?
We're about to launch a study with pemetrexed, carboplatin, Avastin, and radiation in the stage 3 patients.
Wow. And is there an induction period?
No. The doses are full doses to begin with. We also have a small cell study.
What's that looking at?
The small cell study looks at irinotecan and carboplatin and Avastin with radiation in the limited setting without radiation in the extensive stage setting. So Avastin is being incorporated. This is a pilot study, phase 2 trial, in small cell lung cancer from day 1 with chemotherapy.
What do we know about the interaction between Avastin and radiation therapy?
We don't know enough, but these data are coming forth clinically. And it does look like, again, we have some early data in the limited stage small cell lung cancer trial already, that the esophagitis and other major local acute toxicity is not enhanced by Avastin.
And I guess in terms of anti-tumor effect, I'm trying to think about what we know. They're doing it in rectal cancer. I'm not sure we really know exactly what it does in rectal cancer during neoadjuvant radiation therapy. What do we know about the anti-tumor potentiation of Bev plus radiation?
I don't think we have much data other than just some preliminary information, you know, in animal data. We really don't have much human data.
You know, it's been interesting following bevacizumab's story in terms of why people think it works, and you hear more now about the, quote, normalization of the vasculature that might allow chemotherapy penetration, but I guess theoretically, normalization of the vasculature maybe would make radiation more effective.
True.
I mean, better oxygenation.
Oxygenation.
I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.